The wheel of time turns. In the country of Gildan, four wanderers are blown together by the ice-cold winds of civil war. What hero's journey might the pattern weave on their noble path?
Get a load of these ones!
This is Who's Taking Watch, a show where we play D&D in our favorite worlds to tell some improvised fan fiction. I'm Brad, your DM for this arc set in the world of Robert Jordan's The Wheel of Time. With me is Zach, playing a surly sellsword with questionable social skills.
My name is Dirk, son of Nunya, son of business.
Michelle, playing Tal, a young boy who's trying to meet up with his literal brothers in arms.
11 brothers and sisters, I'm very well versed in secrets.
Marty as Paige, a charismatic herbalist looking for adventure.
You expect me to tell you my life story when I've barely known you 3 days?
And Victor as Lior, an Ogier who's just trying to make sense of it all.
We did nothing wrong, really.
We killed someone.
We? That's a very generous use of the word we.
And yet, our heroes live in dark times.
What are we going to do against the army of the False Dragon?
He'll have nothing to fear from us just so long as he should walk in the light.
Tal, get away! Trolloc!
And I'll just charge.
You just hear like a... inside of your mind.
So you guys are making your way to...
This is gonna go so poorly.
Their path is lined with great triumph.
Natural 20.
Tremendous tragedy.
That is a natural 20.
Oh, God.
And whatever this is.
We don't need certainty. We just need a knight.
She friggin' died.
What's happening?
Oh, we're so far off the rails.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's get back on track as we turn the page and begin the first chapter of Who's Taking Watch?
The Dragon's Might.
Do you think the Dark One could be watching us?
Hell yes! I've been dying to get out there.
Finally, our time to shine is upon us.
The two students made their way to the arena, the crowd already cheering in excitement. Ren walked with confidence and bravado, cape billowing as usual. Xander, however, grabbed his arm to prevent it from shaking. The two of them stood face to face.
Oh, what's wrong, Shrimp? You nervous already?
Oh, quite the contrary, Ren. I'm not shaking from fear, but from excitement.
Let's give these people a show.
Let the match begin! Begin! Begin!
Long ago, the world was at war. But then the 10 dragons arrived and changed everything. They brought peace to the world and gave us the gift of magic. Those who can use that magic are called sorcerers. But that is about to change. My name is Nova, and this is the story of how I became the first warlock.
Warlock, Episode 19, Rivals.
The crowd sat with anticipation, anxious for the match to begin. Ren cracked his knuckles while Xander rolled up his sleeves, ready for the impending battle.
Listen here, you little shrimp. You better not tap out early on me.
As if I would give up such an astounding research opportunity. I plan on analyzing all your moves as up close as possible.
Plus, Nova's not here yet. We gotta stall as much as possible. So no holding back, all right?
I wasn't planning on it.
All right, combatants, begin!
As soon as Rick's hand dropped, Ren wasted no time, launching himself at Xander with an explosive burst of speed. But Xander was already one step ahead, casually stepping out of the way as Ren's kick missed its mark. Ren, however, was prepared, twisting his body midair and swinging a sideways kick toward Xander's direction.
Ha! Gotcha now!
But Xander was too fast, ducking under the kick, leaving a trail of glowing flames in its wake.
Ooh, tad warm in here, isn't it?
Ren landed with a thud, planting his feet firmly on the ground, his breathing steady as he prepared for his next move.
Avalanche! Avalanche Rush!
Dozens of icy fists launch toward Xander with blinding speed. But Xander moved with grace, dancing around the icy onslaught as if he were in perfect sync with the elements.
Or maybe it's just cold. Weather is such an unpredictable thing.
Hot and cold. Anyone else getting whiplash out here?
Xander's amazing. For such a young sorcerer, he's holding his own well against Ren.
Ren is a hammer. He's got one style and one speed. It's not hard to read his movements.
Xander kept a calm and collected demeanor that showed that he was not easily rattled, even in the heat of battle. Ren, undeterred, quickly adapted his strategy. He closed the distance between them in a flash, delivering a flurry of powerful punches and kicks, each infused with his elemental legacy.
As much as that little nerd annoys me, you have to admit he's pretty remarkable.
You're just as much of a nerd. You know that, right?
Xander continued to move with precision, evading Ren's attacks with calculated movements. He anticipated Ren's every move using his quantum calculator.
You're getting predictable, Ren.
Ah, young Xander. The prodigy of our time. Ready to take on the world, I see.
Yes, sir. I'm excited, but also a bit scared.
Fear not, my genius friend. You have a gift that sets you apart from the rest. You're the youngest student ever to enroll in our esteemed school of magic, after all.
Oh, thank you, sir. But what if I don't fit in? What if I can't keep up with the others?
Nonsense, my boy. You have a rare talent. And I have no doubt that you'll shine brightly among your peers. Embrace your uniqueness and let your magic soar. You may not have the biggest or the strongest legacy, and it may not be all that flashy, but you have what matters most. Spirit!
I'll do my best, sir. I won't let you down.
Now that's what I like to hear. Remember, Xander, you are destined for greatness. Believe in yourself and you'll achieve things beyond your wildest dreams.
Even if I don't win this match, Ren and Professor Rivers have given me something other than friendship. Something I didn't know I needed until I met them both.
Xander focused his eyes on Ren as a soft glow began to emanate from them. Xander could not only see Ren, but glowing pathways around the arena. Some thin, some glowing with a brightness that caught Xander's attention. Pathways that told him the chances of Ren's next move.
They gave me a reason to keep pushing myself!
Xander watched as Ren prepared to charge at him with a speeding kick. But he was able to see Ren's glowing trail, deftly stepping out of the way.
Ha! Nice dodge, short stuff. But I am just getting started.
Of course, Ren. I wouldn't want you to get tired too soon.
All right, no more messing around.
Ren's determination intensified as he shifted into a new stance, planting his feet firmly on the ground and drawing in a sharp, deep breath. His mist blazed with an inner fire as his very soul was ignited.
Ember Cloak!
With a burst of speed, Ren launched himself towards Xander once more, the ground beneath him crumbling in his wake, creating a spiderweb of cracks. Xander's keen observation of Ren's prediction trails were rendered useless as they exploded in countless directions, leaving him no time to react. Before he could even process one, Ren's fist struck his torso with a powerful impact. Xander was sent flying to the edge of the ring, but was able to catch himself, landing in a crouch. Ren, however, also fell into an uncontrollable tumble, hitting the ground wildly before clawing one of his hands straight into the stone arena, stopping himself.
Interesting, interesting. This new technique fills you with such explosive power, but you can't control it, can you?
Ha! Yeah, it puts a bit too much pep in my step to fully control right now. Fortunately, that means it's perfect for you. You can't predict where I'm going if I don't even know.
Talk about the tide of battle changing. Ren launching attack after attack with Xander doing his best to counter. But they both appear to be running out of steam. How much can these two take?
I guess I should stop messing around too.
Ren hesitated for a brief moment, feeling the dwindling flame of his internal power with each attack. He knew he couldn't hold on for much longer. With a determined shout, Ren launched himself at Xander once again, However, Xander quickly clapped his hands, conjuring a semi-transparent dome that surrounded him. Undeterred, Ren charged at Xander. As soon as he entered the dome, spectators saw a peculiar sight. Both Ren and Xander appeared frozen in place, with trails of prediction mist twisting and ghostly silhouettes following their movements. Xander skillfully sidestepped Ren's attack, but Ren was unable to react in time. Xander seized Ren's extended fist, using Ren's own momentum against him, and slammed him into the ground with a resounding crack. The force of the collision broke the stone tile floor, and Ren rolled away, putting some distance between him and Xander. However, his body trembled from the intensity of the hit, and he struggled to regain his composure.
Ha! He went right in.
What did Xander just do?
That's his non-zero chance technique. That idiot charged right in.
Xander is normally an expert at predicting events, but inside of that sphere, he can actually control what happens.
As long as he's inside there, Xander will win.
Ren charged once more, but it seemed as if some unseen force was nudging his body right where Xander wanted him to go. Despite Ren's efforts, his momentum carried him straight into a ferocious kick from Xander, sending him tumbling out of the range of non-zero chance once again. The two rivals stared at each other in silence for the third time. Ren's inner flame had extinguished, and he was visibly exhausted, while Xander, although smiling, was dripping with sweat from the intense battle.
You're holding back, Ren. I can feel it. Show me everything you've got. I need to analyze it all. All right, you want it all? Okay. Let's see if you can keep up.
Ren closed his eyes and pressed his fists together, drawing in an agonizingly slow breath.
Terminal shock!
All sound was instantly sucked from the arena as Ren's spirit ignited with crackling electricity. In the blink of an eye, Ren teleported from standing 10 feet in front of Xander to standing 10 feet behind him, hands casually in his pockets. Ren lazily drew one hand from his pocket and snapped his fingers, creating an incredibly loud thundercrack.
Wowza, now that was fast. Anyone else catch that?
Thank you, Ren. That's what I'm talking about.
Xander stood for a moment, a wild grin on his face, before collapsing to the ground, unconscious. The crowd erupted into cheers and applause as Ren stood victorious, a triumphant smile on his face.
That was amazing! I didn't even see what happened.
What just happened?
Ren's ultimate technique. Terminal shock. He combines an element with his mist, allowing his body to perform incredible feats. It's like he actually infuses his whole body with the element. His ember cloak from before is a result of the same technique. Terminal shock is the strongest of his infusions, but it takes a terrible toll on the body. The fact he had to use it against Xander tells me he must have been pushed against a wall.
Ren kept his composure best he could despite the incredible pain he felt after the attack.
Talk about a showstopper! What a match! Ren is the winner!
Ren walked over to pick up Xander, carrying him to the healer station. Xander slowly opened his eyes, barely conscious.
You used your ultimate attack on me. Next time I'll have a counter prepared. I can't believe you fell for that.
Ha! That means I'll just have to push myself even harder next time.
Now look at that camaraderie! You don't need fire powers to feel the warmth in your heart! Well, it appears we are down to the last match, which means our final round will be between Nova Ravenwood of Class Red and Timmery Bolton of Class Bronze! Now, Nova spent the last night tending to the wounded of last night's attack. Nova, did you make it here?
Timmery made his way down to the arena. He stood in silence as he looked around for his opponent.
As a commendation for her extraordinary deeds last night, the headmaster has decided to waive the tournament for Nova. That is, unless she is here now. Nova, are you here?
Come on, Twinkles, where are you?
I told you not to get her mother's hopes up, knucklehead.
If she isn't here now, then I declare that...
Suddenly, a mage hand tapped Rick on the shoulder.
What? Headmaster? Where are you?
The mage hand pointed up to the sky. Standing on a pair of mage hands, slowly gliding down to the arena, was the headmaster. Not far behind her was...
Wait! You can't start the match without me.
Nova Ravenwood of Class Red! Just in time.
The crowd went wild with excitement upon seeing Nova glide down to take her place in the arena.
And you're sure you're fit to compete? I meant what I said. Your health is my responsibility.
I'm fine, trust me. I've been looking forward to this all night.
Combatants, take your positions.
Hey, Nova, I know we got off to a rough start last time we sparred. I could have hurt you. I'll make sure I don't go all out this time. That way...
Begin!
Astral Beam!
A powerful flash of radiant energy arced towards Timmery, not even giving him time to react. The force of the blow sent him flying out of the arena and onto the ground below.
If this were a race, Nova would have finished first. Winner!
The crowd burst into cheers as Timmery caught his breath on the cold, hard ground.
Oh, I can't believe I let my guard down like that.
Come on, let me help you up, Timmery.
Oh, thanks, Nova. Wow, you really are something, aren't you? Rematch soon?
You got it.
With a smile, Nova helped Timmery to his feet and back into the stands.
Twinkles, that was amazing! Talk about an entrance.
Nice work, Nova. I suppose it wouldn't be you without a flair for the dramatic. Are you sure you're okay to fight?
Don't worry, I feel fantastic. But enough about me, tell me about your matches.
While Class Red caught up, Rick called for a short break while he and the rest of the staff repaired the arena and prepped for the next wave of matches.
All right, now that we're back from our break, I can announce the lineup in no particular order. Balthazar Boyles versus Briar Nightshade. Severina Rozic versus Rowan Amberwood. Nova Ravenwood versus Kira Bloodweaver. Ren Deserthorn versus Brezia Eris. And for our next match, the dragon has chosen Nova Ravenwood versus Kira Bloodweaver.
All right, little Nova, let's get this over with.
Hey, you all right, Twinkles? You look a little shook up.
Nova appeared lost in thought, almost as if she wasn't paying attention to the outside world.
Oh, sorry. I think I can handle her.
Kira and Nova made their way down to the arena, Kira leading the way.
Nothing personal, Nova. I hope you know that.
You know, I used to look up to you, Kira. Now I can't see anything past your ego.
Oh, an ego that's well deserved. Remember that when they pick you up off the ground.
All right, combatants. Take your places.
The two students faced off against each other, a confident smile on Kira's face, while Nova took a deep breath and readied herself.
Commence the battle!
Nova began running towards Kira, eyes focused as she made a beeline towards her.
Wow, Kira, you're amazing! How did you teleport so high up?
It's a spell, silly. Come up here with me.
You're so high up! And this playground is for big kids!
Just use your magic. It's not that hard to do.
I don't have magic yet. I can't do it like that.
Then I guess I have to eat this custard all by myself.
Kira assumed a defensive fighting stance as Nova charged towards her. As Nova closed in, winding up for a punch, Kira extended her hand, attempting to counter and grab Nova as she missed her strike. However, to Kira's surprise, Nova dropped to the ground, smoothly sliding past Kira and ending up behind her in one fluid motion.
What the?
Ha! She's got her now. Perfect for an astral beam.
Take this!
Nova launched off her back leg, swinging it around to kick Kira. Kira barely had time to block. She began to twist her arm around to grab Nova's leg, but Nova used the momentum of her kick to launch herself away.
Wait, what the hell is she doing? She could have blasted her.
Trust her, she knows what she's doing.
I'm surprised that Nova's getting so close. She has to know that Kira's a close-range fighter.
Nova charged at Kira once again, her fist coming down like a hammer. Kira quickly raised her arms in a cross guard, but it was too late. Nova's punch was just a diversion as she swiftly followed up with a powerful kick aimed at Kira's side. Kira managed to evade it by a hair's breadth, narrowly dodging out of the way.
All right, little Nova, so you want to up the stakes? Mirror image.
Suddenly, Kira splintered into four, leaving Nova confused on which was the real one. They all lunged at her, Nova trying her best to dodge out of the way of their grasp. She slipped to the floor with a thud, leaning back too quickly, unable to ascertain which Kira was her true opponent.
Couldn't she tell which one's the real one with her weird magic eyes?
There must be something wrong.
Kira's relentless barrage of attacks kept Nova on her toes, constantly dodging left and right, struggling to find an opening for a counterattack. Kira's movements were swift and precise, maneuvering Nova all over the arena, pushing her to the edges of the platform with each strike. Nova's heart pounded in her chest as she tried to keep up with Kira's ferocious assault. Finally, Kira managed to trap Nova in the center of the arena, both of them breathing heavily from the intense fight. She scanned the multiple clones of Kira, trying to discern the real one amidst the illusions. The clones all lunged towards her simultaneously, their hands reaching out to grab her. Suddenly, Nova swiftly threw a punch towards one of the Kiras, connecting solidly with her stomach as she dodged out of the way of the others. Kira stumbled backwards.
How did you know which one was the real one?
You move just before the others do. It's slight, but I figured it out. Might as well drop the illusion.
I'm impressed, but it doesn't matter anyway. Do you think I've been sparring with you for my health? This match is over.
You haven't even touched me.
As we moved around the arena, I mixed my mist into my breath. You've probably breathed in more than enough. I'm sure it's mixed with your mist. All I have to do is activate it.
You're bluffing.
Fine, call my bluff.
Human puppets! Infinite marionettes!
Kira clapped her hands together, and a surge of red energy crackled through the air. Suddenly, Nova went limp and expressionless.
Twinkles, no!
Come on, Nova, snap out of it!
Oh, there's no sapping out of this one, my love. Once her mist mixes with someone else's, she can control them for as long as she wants. It is, not fun. She's tested it on me a couple of times.
Kira gestured towards Nova, who threw an uppercut at herself, hitting hard in the jaw.
Ooh, that looks like it hurt. How about a nice slap?
Once again, Kira motioned at Nova. Her hand flew up and slapped herself across the face.
This is fun. How about you slam your face to the ground?
Kira pointed to the tile ground as Nova dropped with a heavy thud, slamming her forehead into the ground.
I thought this was going to be more fun, but I think people are starting to think I'm as cruel as Severina. Let's finish this.
Kira walked over to Nova, who was motionless on her knees in front of her.
I admit you're getting better, but you still have a while until you catch me. Nova, knock yourself out.
Nova brought her fist down, preparing to deliver yet another powerful uppercut.
Twinkles!
Don't give up.
Her fist came flying up fast and hard, landing a solid blow. But this time, not on her chin. The punch connected solidly with Kira's.
Take this!
Kira flew back to the ground, landing with a thud as Nova regained her footing.
How did you get up here so fast?
I can still climb, you know. Now give me some of that custard.
Impossible. No one can break through that technique. Not even Professor Rivers.
There's a first time for everything.
Kira stumbled to her feet, dizzy from the punch just delivered to her. As she glanced up, head spinning, she saw Nova just in time to receive another punch to the gut. She quickly grabbed Nova's arm.
Human puppet! Human puppet! Why isn't it working?
Nova began an assault of her own, pushing Kira towards the edge of the platform.
You rely too much on your magic, Kira. You lean into it too hard, you'll come crashing down when it's kicked away.
Nova's foot connected with Kira's chest, delivering a powerful kick that sent her hurtling through the air. Kira's eyes widened in shock as she plummeted towards the ground below.
Now that's an upset. Nova somehow resists Kira's technique and turns the match upside down. Winner, Nova Ravenwood!
The crowd went wild with excitement as Nova leapt down to offer Kira a hand.
Good match. Come on, let me go buy you lunch. I saw that they had...
Kira slapped her hand away.
I don't want your help. I don't know how you did that, But I won't let it happen the next time we fight. You better watch yourself, little Nova.
Next time?
Twinkles, get the hell up here and tell us what just happened!
Nova ran to her class and took a seat.
I've known Kira since we were kids. We used to be friends, actually. I knew how her legacy worked, so I just had to come up with a plan on how to turn it against her.
How did you do that?
A few years ago, when Kira became popular, she became a total bully. She would always threaten to use her legacy on me, but she never did. It's because I didn't have any Mist. It wouldn't work.
But you do have Mist now, from Lady, right?
Whenever she wants me to do something, she threatens me. She'll say, Nova, do this, do that, or I'll take my Mist back. So I had her take it back. All of it. I can't do a single magical thing right now.
Oh, Twinkles, you're a frickin' genius.
I agree with Ren. That's pretty incredible.
Oh, speaking of...
Can I have that Mist back now?
Fine. But the next time I hear you do a bad impression of me, I will...
Take my Mist away. I know. But, hey, thanks for your help.
Even I admit, it was a clever gambit.
But why fake her out? You knew you were immune to her power. Why not just go in swinging?
I needed Kira to let her guard down. If she found out I didn't have magic, she could have just kept me at a distance with spells. I needed her close and careless. Removing all of the Mist from my body took a minute. It would be too risky to switch it on and off again so close together.
Once again, the dragon materialized before them, its massive form taking shape from a swirling column of black smoke. Its fiery eyes glow with a mystical intensity as it held the scroll in its claws, which it then dropped down to Rick's awaiting hand.
The dragon has selected our next combatants. Talk about deja vu. It's red and blue all over again. But this time, plants versus poison. Briar Nightshade versus Balthazar Boyles.
I hope you don't take this too hard, my love. I'll try not to hurt you too badly.
Hurt me? I don't think you could even if you tried.
The two walk down to the arena, taking their places for the next match.
You might be a total nerd, but I have a feeling I'm gonna have to take this seriously.
Balthazar lowered his goggles down onto his face.
As much as I adore you, I will not be holding back. I wouldn't expect you to either.
Students, begin! Begin! Begin!
Warlock, Episode 19, Rivals. Nova is voiced by Claire Clausen. Ren and Balthazar by Nick Akins. Briar by Jackie Webb. Brezia by Matthew Quattlebaum. Kira by Shelby Hall. Xander by Jeremy Cobb. Severina by Chris Gideon. Rick by Isaac Otterman. Delta by Brianne Bushes. Zarian and Mendel by Zachary Burrell. Special thanks to Wizards of the Coast. If you enjoy the show, please leave us a review on your preferred platform. Check out our Patreon for early access, filler episodes, behind-the-scenes clips, and other bonus content. Link in the show notes. Thank you for listening. And a very special thank you to Quill, one of our Patreon members.
Next time on Warlock, the midterms progress into the second half as the students push each other to their limits. Just who is going to make it to the final round? Warlock, Episode 20. Fight on, let your spirit roar. Next time on Warlock.